From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The White House insists President Obama is not considering higher taxes on the middle class. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The questions arose when two top administration officials, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Economic Advisor Lawrence Summers, appeared on Sunday morning TV interview programs and declined to rule out the possibility of a tax hike on middle-class Americans. But the White House insists the president's position has not changed. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs faced repeated questions at his daily briefing.
The president was clear. He made a commitment in the campaign. That commitment stands.
He will never raise taxes on
that commitment stands.
The administration's pledge applies to families earning less than $250,000 a year. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama says the new GI Bill, which took effect over the weekend, is both an expression of gratitude for military service and an investment in the nation's future.
We do this not just to meet our moral obligation to those who sacrificed greatly on our behalf and on behalf of the country. We do it because these men and women must now be prepared to lead our nation in the peaceful pursuit of economic leadership in the 21st century.
The president spoke early today at Virginia's George Mason University. Under the new law, eligible veterans can attend a public college or university for free. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says he will vote against confirming Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. The former presidential candidate today called her a judicial activist who seeks to amend the law to fit the circumstances of a case. The Senate is expected to vote on her nomination Thursday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leaves tonight for an 11-day trip to Africa. She's due to visit seven sub-Saharan countries. NPR's Corey Flintoff has this preview.
Clinton's first stop will be a meeting on trade and economic cooperation in Kenya, but she's also expected to urge Kenyan leaders to overcome their differences and break a stalemate over constitutional reforms. The secretary will also visit South Africa, Angola, and Nigeria, the three biggest economies on the continent. Nigeria and Angola are also major oil-producing states of keen interest to the U.S. Nigeria is currently undergoing turmoil in the oil-rich Niger Delta region and sectarian strife between Muslims and Christians in the north. During her visit to Congo, the secretary will highlight efforts to stop systematic rapes and other forms of sexual violence in the war-torn eastern part of the country. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 114 points to close at 9,286. The Nasdaq closed up 30 points at 2008. This is NPR News. The pace of decline in manufacturing has slowed, according to the Institute for Supply Management. The trade group's index shows manufacturing activity rose in July to the highest reading in nearly a year. It also says there are signs the manufacturing sector is stabilizing. New orders and production were at the highest level in 2 years. Children in the U.S. may be at greater risk for health problems because they're not taking enough vitamin D. That's according to research in this week's online edition of the journal Pediatrics. NPR's Patty Naiman has details.
Researchers estimate 60% of children may have lower than optimal levels of vitamin D and nearly 10% may be deficient. This could put them at greater risk for not only bone disease, but heart disease and certain cancers. The most common source of vitamin D is the sun. Today, people tend to block the sun with sunscreen to protect against skin cancer. Researchers say children can compensate by eating foods rich in vitamin D, like tuna and salmon, as well as cereal, milk, and orange juice, which are fortified with the vitamin. Federal officials are now reviewing the recommended dose of vitamin D. Last year, the American Academy of Pediatrics doubled its recommendation to 400 international units a day, a dose now found in most children's over-the-counter vitamins. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
A Los Angeles judge has appointed Michael Jackson's mother the permanent guardian of the late pop icon's three children. 79-year-old Catherine Jackson has been caring for the children, ranging in age from 7 to 12, since Michael Jackson's death on June 25th. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.